With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Hamas says one of its top commanders has been killed in the war with Israel. The militant group announced the death of Ahmed El-Gandour Sunday without saying when or where he was killed. The tense ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be back on track after the release of a second group of militant-held hostages and Palestinian prisoners, but an hours-long delay Saturday underscored its fragility. Hamas had accused Israel of violating the agreement, which was brought the first significant pause in 7 weeks of war. Israel appeared set to resume its devastating air war and ground offensive until Qatar and Egypt, which mediate with Hamas, announced late Saturday the obstacles had been overcome. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden will begin next week facing more bad poll numbers.
The latest Real Clear Politics average of national polls continues to find President Biden's approval rating underwater. The RCP poll found that only 40.6% of those surveyed approve of the job he's doing as president, while 55.5% disapprove. That's a spread of a negative 14.9%. It should also be noted that Mr. Biden is 3.1% below where former President Donald Trump was at this point in his presidency. Ken Lorman reporting.
Meanwhile, New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from Congress following a scathing report by the House Ethics Committee that found substantial evidence of lawbreaking.
The comments on Friday came during a three-hour conversation on X Spaces, which was formerly Twitter, in which Santos lashed out at colleagues and described the committee's report as slanderous.
Julie Walker reporting. This is SRN News. A controversial new program from a California counseling service.
San Francisco-based Outlet has set up an online forum where young people can come together to discuss homosexuality, transgenderism, and other sexual topics. That might be concerning enough, but the program is open to anyone from the ages of 14 to 25. Some parents' groups are reacting with alarm, pointing out it is potentially dangerous to have children discussing sexuality with adult strangers online. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The nation's largest Christian university plans to fight a $38 million fine by the federal government over allegations it misrepresented the exact cost of its programs. If Grand Canyon University's appeal with the Education Department fails, the Phoenix-based school is prepared to file a federal lawsuit. University president calls the fine ridiculous, questioning whether the school's being targeted because of its faith affiliation. This is SRN News. A judge strikes down an effort to enshrine abortion in Nevada's constitution.
Carson City District Court Judge James Russell has ruled that a proposed ballot initiative is too broad. The petition would have amended the state constitution to include the fundamental right to abortion, childbirth, postpartum care, birth control, vasectomy, and tubal ligation. The judge found that the amendment was a clear violation of Nevada's single subject rule. Pro-abortion groups are considering their options and may make an appeal to the Nevada Supreme Court. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Ohio's new constitutional protections for abortion access and other reproductive rights take effect December 7th, and while the amendment voters approved with a 57% majority back in November did not repeal any existing laws relating to abortion or reproductive rights, it declares an individual's right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. More at SRNNews.com.